Well, today is the first Friday of November, so I'm sure you'll honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus today by offering your Mass and Holy Communion in honor of the Sacred Heart and in reparation for all the sins committed against the Sacred Heart of Christ. So make sure you do that every first Friday of the month, and always do that for at least 9 first Fridays. Make the 9 first Friday devotions. Now, today is also the feast day of the great St. Charles Borromeo, one of the great saints of the Catholic Reformation, a holy bishop born in 1538 in northern Italy to a very wealthy and noble family. If you've ever been to the lake region of northern Italy near Lake Maggiore, there is the Borromean Islands, these beautiful jewels of 3 or 4 islands. They were owned by his family. So for a few centuries before, his family had bought these beautiful islands and palaces. Again, he came from a great deal of wealth. His mother was a Medici, Margherita de Medici. Her brother would become Pope. As a young boy, Charles excelled at playing the cello, playing chess, going hunting. And by the age of 21, he had 2 PhDs. He had a doctorate in civil law and a doctorate in canon law. But he had a conversion experience at the death of his oldest brother. When his oldest brother died suddenly, he realized his mortality, began to take his faith very seriously. Well, his uncle, as I mentioned, would become Pope. Pope Pius IV was elected in 1559, and so he called young Charles as a layman to come to Rome to work on the Roman Curia. He made him Secretary of State at the Vatican in charge of the Papal States. So he was a young layman, and his uncle the Pope made him a cardinal at the age of 20. Pretty amazing, isn't it? Well, sometimes nepotism didn't work so well in the church, but here it worked very well because his nephew was very saintly. And so he became a cardinal at the age of 20. He wasn't even a priest. You don't have to be a priest to be a cardinal. It's an honorary title. So as a young cardinal, Charles knew that the church needed reformation, and so he restarted the Council of Trent. See, the Council of Trent had started and stopped and started and stopped. It had been stopped for 10 years. So Charles got the Council of Trent restarted in 1562. And by the way, he was ordained a priest the year later in 1563. He helped to write the Catechism of the Council of Trent, which would be the major catechism for the next, 400 years until the new catechism that came out 15, 20 years ago. He founded the seminary in Rome. He published the writings of the church fathers. And then he was made the administrator of the Diocese of Milan, and then eventually the bishop, the Archbishop of Milan, one of the most important dioceses in all of Italy. He was known for his pastoral zeal. During his time there, he held 11 diocesan synods, 6 provincial councils. He started 40 hours devotion. You're familiar with 40 hours of Eucharistic adoration? He wanted every parish to have 40 hours devotion. He also founded a seminary there, colleges, hospices for the homeless, orphanages, hospitals, and schools. And he would give so much of his own money to charity. He would go out to help to reform the clergy. And obviously, seminary formation was very important. And he would even personally go out to visit the plague victims and the poor in the streets during the time of the famine. And they say that during the famine of 1576, he and his volunteers helped to feed 70,000 people during the plague. Because he was a reformer, there were many assassination attempts on his life. He died at the young age of 46. Imagine that, the young age of 46. And he was canonized in the year 1610. Now, what's also very interesting about St. Charles, if you go to his birthplace, Arona, Italy, there's a statue of him which is almost the same size as the Statue of Liberty. And it's the same color, the same material. It was designed by the same man who designed the Statue of Liberty. You have to look it up on the internet. Type in, statue of Charles Borromeo in Arona, Italy, and you'll see this amazing statue, and you can actually go climb it. I'm not sure if they allow you to climb the Statue of Liberty anymore. Maybe they do, but there's this spiral staircase. You go in all the way up to the head, and so now you're inside the head of Charles Borromeo. And on his back, there's like a latch you can open up and look out and see the beautiful countryside. And when you get up there, again, it's a hollowed statue. You can look through his eyeballs or look through his ears and look out. So it's just like being in the Statue of Liberty, but again, designed by the same architect. And a lot of people don't realize, but that's how much he was loved and cherished by the people of northern Italy for being such a great saint and a great bishop. And again, he was one of the great saints of the Catholic Reformation. When Luther broke away from the church and the Protestant Revolution took place, that was not a reformation. That was the tearing apart of Christendom. But St. Charles Borromeo was one of the great saints of the Catholic Reformation. I'll give you a blessing now with his relic. You can venerate it after Mass through the intercession of St. Charles Borromeo. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.